please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,689 Harlton Communities LLC seeks variances to reduce the side yard and corner side yard setback sections 115-25C and 115-182B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Old Mill Road, east of Irons Road and Murray Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 169. Specifically, they're asking for a 3-foot variance for the side and an 8-foot variance from the corner. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tom Natelli. It's 8602 Rapley Gate Terrace in Potomac, Maryland.
Tom Natelli Jr., 506 Main Street, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Thank you.
Gentlemen, again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Harlton Communities, LLC, and I certainly hope I'll be shorter in this application than the prior application. There was an exhibit packet handed out. This is an application for variances for lot side yard setbacks in an approved undeveloped subdivision called Harlton. So again, this is a subdivision where no lots have been sold. Specifically, the required side yard setback is 10 feet. We are requesting a 3-foot variance to permit a 7-foot side yard setback. And also on corner lots, which, as you know, that's a lot where there's two streets. One of those street fronts is required to have a 15-foot side yard setback. We're requesting that be reduced 8 feet to, again, allow a 7-foot side yard setback. So it's basically a 3-foot variance on the interior lots and a 8-foot variance on the side of a corner lot. There are 191 lots approved for the subdivision. Approximately 16 are corner lots. An identical application to what I'm asking, presenting to you tonight for these very same variances was presented to the board on April 21st, 2014, and it was approved by the board unanimously. A copy of the board's minutes are in Exhibit A of that packet, and a copy of the board's decision is Exhibit B of that exhibit booklet. The processing time, as you know, when you have a subdivision, you have to go through getting various agency approvals and things of that nature. And in this case, it took much longer than had been anticipated. And your approval of that variance actually expired in June of this year. And unfortunately, again, through an oversight, no request for an extension was requested. And that requires this new application for the same variances that the board had previously approved. As I explained at the original hearing, the subdivision was approved in 2007. Due to the economic recession, nothing occurred toward the development of the site. During that time, the Army Corps of Engineers had redone the definition of wetlands, and that resulted in some additional wetlands on this site that required it to be redesigned and actually required the entrance to be relocated to a different road. Also, as I stated at the 2014 hearing, with the revised lots, it cannot be developed with a reasonable type home on these properties. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It was created by the redesignation of the wetlands. There's no negative impact on the community since no lots have been sold. The requested variance is the minimal needed to permit construction of a normal and reasonable type of home. Basically, everything we presented at the prior hearing, it's the same circumstances. Nothing's changed. The only thing that changed was that we failed to request an extension on that prior variance. I believe that there wouldn't have been any reason that the board would not have granted it, but unfortunately it wasn't requested within the time frame, and that's what brings us before you tonight. And Mr. Natelli, is everything I just said true and correct? Mr. Natelli, both Tom Natelli's, are the developers of the site. This subdivision did just receive final site plan approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. So it's ready to go. And again, I apologize for not requesting an extension on it. And I can go further, but I think you know everything. Unless there's any questions, I'll stop.
All right, we'll see if there's any questions. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Wickers. Do you have any questions?
Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
Okay, no questions.
Mr. Burton, no questions. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Galloway, I have no questions.
How many lots did you say there were in this one?
I said 191. Am I incorrect?
I just was looking at the old one said 197, so I just wanted to make sure we were referencing the right amount.
That's correct. We have fewer lots approved.
Okay, so there's fewer lots in
this
one. Yeah,
yeah. When it was revised, they lost some lots.
Okay. And Mr. Fuqua, do you have somebody to affirm your testimony?
Oh,
your statements.
I started to. Mr. Natale's. Oh, I think
did
I did.
Come
did
I?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
You did. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good long night.
Right. Long night.
Oh, it's long. Sorry, I don't mean, I'm not laughing at you, Mr. Fuqua. I'm laughing.
Mr. Mills didn't hear it either.
Are there any further questions? All right, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think just as before, the change in the wetlands renders the property unique. The federal government's change in wetlands classifications also renders some of the lots unable to be developed. Variance is, I think, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't feel the applicant has created the situation or the difficulty. The wetlands classification change subdivision, I don't see where it all to the central character of the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum to afford relief and represents the least modifications of the regulations in issue. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,689.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,689. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ruffin?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,689 is approved.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.